Good morning. The Ministry of Health registered 8,866 new cases of coronavirus yesterday, of which 4,410 occurred in the previous 24 hours. The community with the most cases is still Madrid. In total, 543,379 test-confirmed people have been infected since the beginning of the pandemic. In addition, the Health Ministry has added 34 deaths with coronavirus. 246 have died in the last week. Authorities will confine four neighbourhoods in Palma on Mallorca due to high coronavirus transmission rates in the city. The areas of Son Gotlu, Can Caps, La Soledad Nord and part of Son Canals, which are home to nearly 23,000 people, will be closed off for at least 15 days beginning tomorrow at 10 p.m. Residents will only be allowed in and out for essential business such as work, school and visits to the doctor. Closing time for bars and restaurants is set at 10 p.m. and all religious services except for funerals are being suspended. Public parks, sports arenas and gyms can't open during the confinement period. Community transmissions in the neighbourhoods is high, with 496 cases per 100,000 people, three times as much as the average for the entire island of Mallorca. Spain has pushed back against Boris Johnson's emboldened stance in trade negotiations with the European Union, saying the UK must honour its commitments set out in the legally binding withdrawal agreement. Spain's Foreign Minister Arantxa Gonzalez Leia took a jab at Mr Johnson, using his predecessor Theresa May's Brexit means Brexit slogan, in an attempt to shame the UK into keeping with the rules it signed up for in the international treaty. Ms Gonzalez Leia's rebuke comes as the UK government prepares to publish the Internal Market Bill, which will override parts of the Brexit deal it negotiated with Brussels. The minister said that Spain is committed to Brexit taking place with a positive agreement, but she said Spain is nevertheless preparing for the possibility of a no-deal outcome. And workers from the hospitality sector protested yesterday to draw attention to the precarious position it finds itself in as the country reported another surge in COVID-19 infections. Thousands who work at bars, restaurants, hotels and nightclubs protested on the streets of Madrid yesterday, whilst others across the country took a coordinated 15-minute pause to highlight the struggle that directly affects 1.7 million workers. Most bars and restaurants remain open, although nightclubs were closed last month. Yet many are now having to deal with increasingly strict local restrictions and a growing fear amongst customers. They say that 85,000 establishments risk closing and as many as 1 million jobs could disappear. Hospitality, closely linked to tourism, makes up around 6.5% of Spain's GDP. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.